is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Dial in. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231 is the number for you to take control of the airwaves. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. They're free, including various different ways to listen into the show. We've got live streams, broadband, and dial-up flavors, plus our webcam and listen lines, which allow you to listen in via any phone that can dial long distance for free at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. We go straight to the phones and the fun to WNMR. Eugene is listening in Vermont to Free Talk Live. Hello, Eugene.
Hi, guys. Yeah, I just wanted to say I think peace through strength has worked for us pretty well, and I would cite the Cold War over the last 50 years. Now, the Soviet Union was pretty much bent on destroying us for the last 40 or 50 years, and it never happened. And why didn't it happen? Because they knew if they came at us, we would destroy them with the concept of mutually assured destruction. What's the problem with that?
Well, for one, I think that when you're talking about defensive weapons, it's something entirely different than offensive weapons. Do you think that don't you think the Cold War spun off into things like Vietnam, which was a big entire waste of life and money? Korea is another good example. There were several other smaller skirmishes.
Well, I would say that yes, you could say that. Korea and Vietnam were spin-offs of the Cold War, but we never essentially destroyed the planet by engaging in conflict with the Soviet Union. Now, as far as these other conflicts, Vietnam, I didn't agree with Vietnam in any way, shape, or form, and to tell you the truth, I didn't really agree with Korea.
Well, I want to go back to the Soviet Union example that you brought up, and I would not agree that the Cold War is what collapsed the Soviet Union. Socialism is what collapsed the Soviet Union.
I never said the Cold War collapsed the Soviet Union.
Yeah, I don't remember him saying that.
No, he didn't say
that.
Oh, okay. Well, I heard. I guess
that's what you heard in your head. It was bouncing around in there.
But and now there are all kinds of nuclear waste that's scattered across the countryside. That's falling into the wrong hands, and it's created a number of problems.
What do you think the reason was, Eugene, that the Soviet government so was angry about the United States government? What do you think that was?
Oh, it was because of their political ideology. It's just like what we're dealing now with the Islamics. Their ideology is different than our ideology, and there is no.
When you say Islamics, when you say Islamics, do you mean Muslims?
Yes, I mean. No, I wouldn't say Muslim. I would say Islamics.
What does that mean? Can you explain that for me?
I would say that's you're talking about a religious aspect, meaning Muslims in general. I don't feel Muslims in general have any great hate for the United States or anyone else, but groups, sections of Muslims, Islamic jihadists, they do have a problem with us, and they will be a problem for a long time because there is no compromising with these people. I mean, I understand that, you know, I understand your concepts of peace through peace, I guess, but when you're dealing with people who are not rational, you can't, you know, when you can't have a rational conversation with a person, it's hard to achieve that peace that we're all looking for.
So what is it do you think that has created that problem with us?
Religion.
You think it's religion. You don't think it has anything to do with U.S. foreign policy whatsoever?
Right now, I would say no. No. No, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that. That is part of the excuse that the Islamics would use, that we've gone into their countries, and we have. Believe me, as far as I'm concerned, Iraq was the biggest mistake in the world. Although I wouldn't say the same thing about Afghanistan, and my justification for Afghanistan
now,
is we were attacked on 9/11, 3,000 of our people were slaughtered, and And those attacks came directly out of the hills of Afghanistan.
Now, how about when the CIA threw out democracy and installed the Shah in Iran?
What about it?
I mean, do you feel like that's going to create a lot of these angry people? I mean, that's happening over, and that's not stuff that generally you hear about in the government schools in the U.S., but that's happening around the world.
Well, the politicians have notoriously meddled in the politics of other countries.
Yeah, and that's the difference that I think Ian's trying to point out to you. It's the politicians who are ordering these soldiers to go out and fight. They're fighting for what the politicians want, not necessarily for what the people want or for the safety and security of the country. They're out there, this personal mercenary army of the bureaucrats who they'll go off and kill anybody that they're told to, basically.
What you're saying is absolutely ludicrous. The U.S.
That's ludicrous.
Military...
Wait, what part of that is ludicrous?
The U.S. military is an entity unto itself.
What?
And it does what it's told. Meaning
that's what Sam just said.
You can't fault the American military for doing anything that it does. Because the
can we fault the SS?
The American military does what the politicians tell it to do.
Well, isn't that what Sam just said? It sounds like you agree with what Sam said. He just said that they do whatever it is the politicians tell them to, and you said you disagree, and then he went on to say that exactly what he just said.
But I would say Sam is trying to fault the American military.
No, no, no.
I don't
what
fault
I'm
the
saying
American
is,
military. I fault the politicians.
Wait a minute. You don't fault the men that shot those innocent people the other day that the video just came out on WikiLeaks? Did you see that video?
No, I didn't.
You don't fault the American soldiers on an individual basis for pulling the trigger and killing innocent people? You don't fault them?
No, and not in any way, shape, or form. They are ordered to do what they are doing.
So was it okay when the Nazis burned Jews in ovens? Was it all right when they sent them
to
camps?
To.
No, not at all.
Why is that different?
Why is it different?
Because that's just straight up murder. When you're a soldier on a battlefield and your commander say, go and take this town, and you take the town, and in the process of taking that town, you shoot an innocent person in the face, well, guess what? That's called collateral damage.
You can call murder whatever you want, Eugene. And when you use terms like collateral damage and battlefield, you obfuscate the truth. This battlefield is somebody's town, okay? And then they go in there, and what they're attempting to do is the job of a police officer by discerning, okay, which one of these Arab folks is the bad guy and which one's the good guy. You shouldn't, if you're going to fight a war, you should have a bunch of people in different uniforms going at each other. To try to use the military in a policing role in a foreign country is a misuse of the military itself, and it causes all kinds of problems. One of those problems is murder.
What your definition of murder is obviously different than my definition.
My definition of murder is killing an innocent person. What's yours?
Right, and my definition of murder is killing an innocent person. My also definition of collateral damage is when I'm a soldier and I'm on a battlefield and my commanding officer gives me a task to do, one of these people are essentially in the way and become collateral damage. That's exactly what it is. It's not murder, it's collateral damage.
So how many people are you allowed to collaterally damage before it's a massacre?
As few as absolutely possible.
I believe our
military tries absolutely as hard as they can.
I think the 22-year-old young men who get too little sleep and are hopped up on stimulants probably do the best that they can do. However, that's not the guy I want pointing a gun at me. Do you understand that, Gene?
Eugene, excuse me.
I think you're. Your thought process is
huge. Eugene, I want to hear from you if it was your son or your father that was collateral damage, if you would call it murder then.
We'll come back with, if you want, Eugene, you can hang on. We'll bring you back here for a little more discussion. 800-259-9231. I also want to further explore his belief that it was bad when the Nazis were just following orders, but it's okay when the U.S. troops do.
Gun Day, Gun Day, Gun Day.
3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With the wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from HempUSA.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at HempUSA.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got our bulletin board system with over 500,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there. Serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all free. DBS.freetalklive.com.
Research shows that a one-year-old will learn twice as fast as a two-year-old. These early years represent a critical time in your baby's life. This is the absolute best time to teach babies to read. We got my son a great kit called Monkey See, Monkey Do, and he loves it. You can get it at babyreadingkit.com, and I recommend it for your child. It's babyreadingkit.com. I'll tell you, Jack has just been talking up a storm about the these videos. He sees the words, he sees the action going on, and he says it. It's been a vocabulary explosion the last week.
We had Eugene on the line listening to WNMR in Burlington, Vermont, and asked him to hang over. I guess he decided he didn't want to answer your question, Sam. Can you recap the question, maybe just for our audience?
Yeah. I mean, he was drawing this distinction between murder and collateral damage, so I just wanted to turn it around. If it was his kids or somebody in his family that was, quote, collateral damage, how would he feel about that? Would he call it murder at that point?
Oh, no, it'd be fine, because George Bush or Barack Obama said that those men should go there and do what they did.
Yeah.
They were after some anonymous threat called Al-Qaeda or whatever other alleged person they're supposedly after as they're demolishing neighborhoods and destroying homes and families.
You know, I just don't think that's an honest response.
We go to your phone calls. Talk to Rich, listening to WVTS in Charleston, West Virginia. Rich, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark. Make sure you turn down your radio if you would, please, Rich. I can hear it in the background. He is listening to the radio. Let's put Rich back on hold. That's what happens. Let's put him back on hold, please. Okay, that's what happens when you don't listen on your phone. You don't know.
You listen on your phone, not on your radio.
Right. You don't know when you're called because, well, there's a delay involved here in radio broadcasting, and so it takes 8 seconds. So now Rich is like, oh, wow, I've got my phone. We'll get back to you, Rich. Hang on. Let's try Jason instead. Jason listening also to WVTS. Jason, are you there?
I am here.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Is he from Charleston also? That's
yes.
Crazy.
It is crazy.
Well, no, I was listening to the conversation you were having with that gentleman. I mean, you guys are completely correct. I mean, what our military does is murder. I mean, it's sanctioned, and they talk about it in a different light, but that's what it is.
Yeah, I really wanted to make the distinction with him that, you know, what the people want and what the politicians order the soldiers to do don't always, like, they can't align. You've got 300 million people and, like, 500 politicians.
You know, a friend of mine was told me a story about a friend of his that was over in Iraq where, a machine gunner opens up on him. He's in the saw position on a Humvee, and I don't know what that stands for, but it's a big, big bad machine gun.
Yep.
And he just wipes out this crowd of people. He gets the guy that had the machine gun, but in the process he gets women and kids and just wipes out a crowd. And the guy would have never...
Friends.
What's that?
I have several friends over there. That was the standing order. Was if there was one person in a group of people, they were ordered to kill everyone in the crowd because all those other people let that guy with the gun walk in, so they were considered guilty too. I mean, I have lots of friends that have been over there. And
can't let that go. But what he was saying for
he's
our
right.
listeners,
they did come back really messed up.
Right. They came back messed up. He was talking about his buddies. We had to hit the dump button there, unfortunately, on him because it's an emotional issue and he got a little carried away. But yes, his friends did come back messed up. And you know, you're lucky if you come back with all your limbs. But just because you come back with all your limbs doesn't mean you're all there in your head and that you don't have some incredible difficulties. Let's continue here. Butch is with us. It's not Rich. It's Butch listening to WVTS in West Virginia. Butch, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, that gentleman that sort of approved of collateral damage, my question would be, has he been in a combat situation?
Yeah, nobody wants peace like a soldier wants peace.
At my age
know?
Now, I accepted him and that politically correct answer of collateral damage, but bottom line, when it comes down to it, when you got to answer for it, it's still murder. Any way you look at it, if you're stepping into another man's country. I mean, most of the people we dealt with in Vietnam were peasants. They had no idea why we were there.
What else can you say to that? I don't really have anything else.
I mean, that's the voice of experience speaking, and it's so many of the people out there that bang the war drum that say that we need a strong military, and what that generally means is we need to go in other people's countries and blow them up. A strong military that one doesn't do anything with, maybe I'd be for that, but I've never seen it in real life.
Well, the founding fathers cautioned against having a standing military.
They absolutely did. And so when you talk about, when you talk to the guys on the ground that were there and they saw this stuff, it's nothing like these people that bang the drum that have never been involved. That's why they coined the term chicken hawk. If you haven't been in the military, I don't know about, this banging the war drum thing.
Rich, anything else you want to share? Or Butch, anything else you want to share with us?
Well, all you need to do is look at history. Look back at if anybody is old enough, because they don't put it in the history book anymore, about the bonus march on the Washington Monument grounds, who they set to turn the machine guns loose on those veterans that wanted their $500.
That's right. This was the World War One veterans, right?
Right.
Yes, it was.
They showed up. They wanted what was due to them, what they believed they were promised by the U.S. federal government, and they were slaughtered by the U.S. It was the military, wasn't it?
No, it was not. It was the National Guard.
National Guard.
The three gentlemen in charge was Eisenhower, Patton, and MacArthur, sir.
Oh, God.
Wow.
And how many people were shot?
I didn't know that.
How many people were shot at that on that day? Do you know?
16 dead.
Wow. What's that? How many died in Kent State? Because that's another one of those moments.
Probably fewer than that.
Now you always hear about Kent State, but you don't hear about the this incident. What was it called? Is there a name for this incident with the World War II or the World War One vets being mowed down?
They, under Wilson's regime, they did everything in the world to cover it up as much as possible. I don't even think there's an excerpt in any of the history books anymore for kids to know about it. It was a very black day in this nation.
Yeah.
Turning people loose to shoot veterans.
And they would
really
do it again.
Do good with our military. They need to bring our military home and protect our borders, particularly our southern borders.
Well, that's
not only illegal immigrants, but the drugs.
Well, I'll tell you what, you had me on board with you right up until that last statement, my man. I understand where you're coming from, and what I would say to
they'd
that.
They'd make a lot less trouble if they did what he recommends.
I agree with bringing the military home, but I think that at that point we need to just disband the federal government and disband the military entirely, because there's no point in having a federal government. But on the issue of the borders, I think that the people that are coming here have been demonized. They've been made into the new communist, the new Red Scare, essentially, the new national enemy for the government to use to create a police state right here at home. And I wonder how much of a police state are you willing to put up with in order to stop the flow of immigration? Because that's really the ultimate question here, Butch.
Sir, I'm not against immigration. I'm not against immigration either, at all. I am from a family of immigrants. I am from Irish. My family come over here and took beatings. And in a store from here where I'm down in West Virginia, there was a sign hung on the outside of that store one time. And I hope this is unpolitical correct to say it, but these are the exact words. No dogs, no niggers, and especially no Irish allowed in this store, sir. And that sign hung on that store up until my grandfather left for World War I.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. In fact, there was a guy that called in to tell us about New York City, where there were a lot of so-called illegal immigrants coming in from Ireland, and they didn't take all the jobs. Everything's fine. And in the same way, the people coming here from the South are many of them just looking for a better life for themselves. I don't think they should have to jump through arbitrary government hoops to get here, though. Thank you for the call. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Food Strag. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a 1 month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark. Sam, of course, joining us from ObscuredTruth.com. Be sure you get a chance to head on over and visit his website, see his videos, ObscuredTruth.com. 800-259-9231. So we continue here. Also tell you about our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of archives, so if you missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. They're yours for free. freetalklive.com. Hey, are you frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live? I know I was. Are you tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life? Who's not? If you knew that thousands of liberty-loving people were all moving to the same place and getting active, would you join them? Well, I did, and I'm so glad that I did. You can, too. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. Over 10,000 people now have decided to become participants in the Free State Project. They have pledged to make the move to New Hampshire and become activists for freedom. It is a great movement. Hundreds of people have already made the move. The three of us, you here in the studio tonight, are all early movers for the Free State Project, and I am so happy. I came when I did. I wish I could have come sooner, and I hope that we have more people coming here sooner rather than later, because it's such an exciting movement, such a great group of people, really some of the best, nicest folks that you'll ever come across up here. And they're really great activists, too. So, freestateproject.org. Before we continue with the phone calls here, I just want to briefly go over the concept of immigration freedom, because we were talking with Butch a moment ago. And we had a lot to agree with Butch on. In fact, when he was talking about killing in the military, that was one of those rare moments where I just had absolutely nothing to say. Yeah, I mean, I'm a talk show host.
What can you say about a guy who was over there and saw it all, and that's his summation, that collateral damage is murder? What can you say?
Right. There's nothing you can add to that. But then he went on to say that he thought the military should be withdrawn from around the world, which I agree with that part, and put on the southern border to stop the so-called illegal immigrants. And that's where our paths diverge, because First of all, I said that we talked about immigration. He pointed out that he's in favor of immigration. As many people who are anti so-called illegal immigrants will point out that, oh, I'm fine with immigration. It's just that I think that people who want to come here should have to jump through whatever governmental hoops have been put up. I mean, he didn't say that, but that's the implication by saying, oh, I'm in favor of immigration, but I don't like those illegal immigrants. Well, because the illegal immigrants are avoiding a governmental bureaucracy because they're not filling out paperwork, because they're not sending application fees and all kinds of monies to government bureaucrats.
Well, they don't integrate as well as they should be, Ian.
That's not true.
Of course they do. They're not welcome in the damn system.
Well, I mean, it's not true.
Over time, they do. But I would say that it's probably true that illegal immigrants probably have a harder time integrating because, well, they have to duck and dodge the authorities.
Yeah.
And if you let people that wanted to work hard and come here for a better life, and by a better life, I mean the ability to work and keep the money that they earn, not the ability to collect welfare, because I don't think that I don't think that I should have to pay for, you know, somebody who doesn't want to work, whether they're from this country or any country.
Exactly. If there's a problem, it's with the system and the government and the programs that they've set up to encourage listlessness, like the welfare system. That's one of the big objections that people have to immigration, is that they think they're going to come here and mooch off the system. And some of them may very well be doing that, but it's the fact that there is a system to mooch from that is a problem. In the absence of a coercive wealth redistribution program like welfare, like the government in general, then people that would be coming here would be coming here to make a better life for themselves. And otherwise, if they were looking for some sort of a handout, they'd have to get it from organizations that were giving out handouts on a voluntary basis. They were getting the money to hand out to people, the food to hand out to people on a consensual basis. And who could disagree with that? The problem is the force. The problem is that you're forced to pay for people and ideas and things that you may not necessarily want to pay for. And the only solution to from the statist perspective, from the governmental perspective, the only solution to illegal immigration, so-called, is more force. And that means that you're talking about a police state. You're talking about putting military people on the border. Or near the border, because we know that right now the Border Patrol is operating within 100 miles of the northern and southern borders in this country, setting up checkpoints.
Pulling people over randomly, essentially. And
sometimes they pull everybody over.
Doing checkpoints, pulling everybody over.
Right, so they have these permanent installations, checkpoints. They also have roving checkpoints where they'll just set up wherever. And they harass people about their citizenship. And they use it as a pretense to walk dogs around cars and search people's cars and hold power and violence over their heads to get them to obey and do things for them, and they beat up people. I mean, we're talking about a police state here. How many searches are you willing to go through? How many times are you willing to show your papers to prove that you're a so-called citizen in order so you'll be allowed to go on your way about your business, or so you can go home to your family at the end of a day's long day's work? That's what we're talking about. How many times are you willing to put up with police raids of your business so the INS, or ICE as they're now called, can search through the files in your business office to make sure that everybody's legal? How many times are you willing to go through having people pointing guns at your coworkers,
right,
in order, you and your coworkers, in order so that the INS can go in?
How many people do you want to employ in your business just to fill out the government's paperwork so that you can comply with whatever rules they come up with in order to figure out whether all your employees are legal? How much higher are you willing to see prices in the marketplace driven up by these increased amount of required employees to do this checking and all this other stuff? Every time you put a requirement on business, you're passing that requirement on to the end consumer, and you're forcing them to pay more for your grand little idea of how to keep low wage workers out of America.
So yes, Butch, it is possible to keep and anybody else that's afraid of or anti-illegal immigration, it is possible to keep immigrants from coming here.
But I sure like Butch in his call.
I liked it at the beginning of his call. But the way that you're going to be able to accomplish that through the government is a total police state. Because if you create a place that's worse to come to than where they're coming from, then yeah, you're right. They're not going to come here at that point. And then we're going to have a problem with people leaving the United States. Because I don't know about you, but I don't want to live in a police state. And I think we're already there. What people are calling for with these border controls is just making it much worse. Let's continue with your phone calls about what you want. We go to Amos, listening to WVTS in West Virginia. Amos, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir. You're asking about the situation in the 1930s. The group of veterans that came to Washington, D.C., the World War I veterans, were called the Bonus Army, and they were there to get their bonus. I guess they'd been promised a bonus by Congress. I guess Congress wasn't forthcoming with it, and these guys actually camped on the mall, built structures, shanty towns, that kind of thing, and very similar to the Poor People's March back in 1968.
So would it be appropriate to call their murder the Bonus Army Massacre?
They just called the Bonus Army, but it was they were given a chance to leave, and then the military came in there and just drove them out. Now I don't know if I agree if somebody said it was National Guard units that did it. My impression, I don't know exactly if it was regular Army troops.
Well, whoever it was men following orders of politicians to slaughter their brothers, basically.
Right, and then the second thing you asked about Kent State, there were four people killed at Kent State, and if you remember the Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young song, Four Dead in Ohio, and also that same year as Kent State, there was a similar shooting at Jackson State down in Mississippi, but I don't know the details of it.
I guess people remember Kent State because it's more recent, few decades.
It was to protest the incursion of United States troops into Cambodia without congressional approval and the expansion of the Vietnam War, supposedly.
Thank you for the information tonight.
Yeah, yes, one other thing I just wanted to say real quick is that you probably know this. WZTS went over to FM.
Oh, I know. I love
it. And it's more powerful, and that's why you're getting more calls.
I know. It's awesome. I love it when AM radio stations flip over to the FM band. It really makes a difference, especially in the listenership, and you're absolutely right. And thanks for calling in tonight, Amos. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves, even in these remaining moments. Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Morsels. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. A balanced diet is important, but so is the occasional treat. Working with your kids to bake a dessert from scratch helps them to appreciate it even more, and it keeps them from resenting having to eat their veggies every other day. Plus, baking is a perfect excuse to spend time with your kids, since just being together is a treat. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The healing revolution is here, naturally. Announcing King Bio Natural Medicines, over 200 powerful physician-tested homeopathic formulas for mind, body, and pets. Get fast relief this allergy season with King Bio's Allergy and Hay Fever Reliever. When you order online today, you'll receive a free guide booklet to natural medicine. Supplies limited, so order at kingbio.com. That's kingbio.com. KingBio.com, your natural pharmaceutical company.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything, even in these remaining moments, enough time for your call. 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Hey, if you like this program and you want to help support the show, you can become an amplifier. Mark, if you don't mind, can you explain what the AMP program is?
The AMP program is the people that voluntarily wish to support the show. Give us between, you know, three and on up dollars per month in order to help us to advertise, promote, and market the show in different venues. We have advertising in trade paper, trade publications. We have it on the internet in the form of Google AdWords and several other places that aren't coming to me at the top of my mind, but I'd say mostly it's just people that desire to spread the ideas of liberty and support Free Talk Live, and they can do that by going to amp.freetalklive.com.
All right, 1-800-259-9231. As we continue here, we'll get right back into the phone calls, but Mark, I wanted to make sure you had a chance to share this little detail about the Bonus Army. We've been talking this hour about a group of military veterans back in after World War I, so before any of us were alive,
yeah,
that went to Washington, D.C. to march, to rally, to demand what they believed they were owed. Because when they signed up or whatever they were told, or for whatever reason, the military people promised them that they would get some money. Well, and a bonus of some sort, and they weren't given. It was not given out.
They weren't jilted in the most clear sense, but they wanted something that was due to them in the future. And it was the Great Depression. Many of these guys were out of work. They'd come back from the war, and they hadn't gotten jobs after that. Maybe they felt messed up from the war, and they wanted they wanted things to be different than what the offer was made by Uncle Sam.
I thought the military changed the deal, which is their prerogative. They can always change the rules on you.
Yeah. Well, here it says that the war veterans, many of whom had been out of work since the beginning of the Great Depression, sought immediate cash payment of a service certificate granted to them 8 years earlier via the Adjusted Service Certificate Law of 1924. So this law actually came out after. Maybe this was the law that changed the rules or whatever, but this was well after the World War I. Each service certificate issued to a qualified veteran soldier bore a face value equal to the soldier's promised payment plus compound interest. The problem was the certificates, like bonds, matured 20 years from the date of original issuance. So they weren't actually supposed to be redeemed until 1945. These guys were out of work and in bad shape, and they just camped out on the lawn, the Washington lawn there. On July
28th, U.S. Attorney General Mitchell ordered the veterans removed from all government property, including their little camp tent city there on
right,
the lawn.
You thought it was your property. You thought it was public land. Sorry.
The Washington police met with resistance. Shots were fired and two veterans were killed. Notice no police were. President Hoover then ordered the army to clear out the veterans. The infantry and cavalry were supported by six tanks and commanded by Army Chief of Staff General Douglas MacArthur. General, later President Dwight D. Eisenhower was his liaison with the Washington police, and George Patton led the cavalry. The bonus army, their wives and children were driven out with fixed bayonets and atomsite gas, an arsenic vomiting agent, and their shelters and belongings burned. These are the only homes. These people were camped out there wanting their payment from the government, and these were their only homes, and they drove them out with fixed bayonets and gas and then burned their possessions. As if it's not bad enough what was going on, then they had to burn their possessions too. Of course,
then just two people killed or 16?
The numbers keep rising as the incident goes. Two more of the veterans and an unknown number of babies and children died. I mean, this was a huge stampede. There's gas going on. These kids can't get away. I mean, if they had newborns, the newborns just died from this gas. They used these chemical agents on their own veterans. It's disgusting.
Oh, but don't worry, Mark. They wouldn't do that today.
It's disgusting. It's
the U.S. military members would never do that today, would they?
I don't know.
Well,
actually, a
few years ago during Hurricane Katrina, the aftermath, did you say you don't imagine they would?
Oh, I imagine they would.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I imagine they do what they're ordered to do simply because they're ordered to do it.
Yeah, after the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, we saw a video where National Guardsmen, where they were being essentially paraded through the streets, confiscating people's guns. If somebody was to have been ordered to have been killed, they actually said, yeah. I mean, he'd feel a little strange about it, but he'd follow the orders.
Congress overrode a Roosevelt veto in 1936 to give the veterans their bonus 10 years early. So, it was essentially fixed a year later, but, terrible, terrible results in the process. That doesn't bring back those people that died, the babies and all.
So,
16, right there on the Washington lawn.
16 people plus an unknown amount of children, or is it?
I think that the accounts vary essentially, but I think that those are about the numbers, about 16 all included.
As if it weren't horrific enough, I'd always thought it was just military veterans that were killed. Now to learn that there were children and babies involved, it's even more despicable. And it's right here in the good old U.S. of A., same place where they put people in internment camps for being Japanese. Freedom, baby. 800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls. And we go to Nick, listening in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nick.
Hi, how's it going, guys?
Well, I could be better. I mean, we're just talking about slaughters.
Disturbing news that we're talking about. I wanted to talk about the video that just came out from WikiLeaks.
Oh, jeez.
I think it needs to be discussed, though.
I agree.
And as much as I blame the people who pulled the triggers, stuff does happen. Doesn't mean I don't think that they should be accountable. And I think if people were made accountable, you'd see a lot less of collateral damage, as they put it.
Well, that'll never happen.
Well, and here's one of the difficulties is when you put a soldier into a situation like this, and then you make them, they're constantly worried about getting court-martialed for doing something wrong or whatever. The real problem is having put them there in the first place. If you hold the soldier accountable for their actions over there, you need to hold the politician accountable for sending them in the first place. And this is the example that I used early on. If I hired you to avenge some wrong that was committed against me, and in the process of you avenging that wrong, you wipe out three people or whatever, I'm morally culpable, and I believe legally culpable in this country, for those actions that you committed. And in the same way, those politicians are morally and should be legally culpable for those actions too.
So are you saying you don't hold the troops responsible? You don't think there should be any consequences for them?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that it's a very tough scenario, and if the responsibility is meted out, it should be meted out up into the highest ranks. And if it is meted out to the highest ranks, you won't see troops put into harm's way nearly as often.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
Nick, any other thoughts?
Well, I wanted to talk about people's reaction. Like, I actually thought that this might actually, people might actually be pissed about it or something, but mm-hmm. from reading around comments on message boards and whatnot.
Oh,
people are praising these guys. I mean, they don't see anything wrong with it. They're saying, yeah, that was awesome, that was awesome, and generation kill for you. But
disgusting. These are the same people that wouldn't see any problem with them putting our heads on a pike for not paying taxes. I mean, they are just completely supporters of the government. The American state can do no wrong, and it doesn't matter how many innocent people are slaughtered, as long as the military is out there supposedly keeping us safe, there's no amount of people whose lives that will be lost that is too many.
It might just be some people just love killing and shooting.
Well, could be.
What,
or like
what
the
really
chicken
galled
marks,
me
like
about the whole thing was, you have it right there in black and white. I mean, and if you actually do a little digging into the background of what actually was taking place that day, the reason those guys were out there was because they're interviewing people in that neighborhood about the insurgencies. There was two guys that did have AK-47s, but they were the journalist guards.
Hmm.
So, and at the very last part of the video where they're firing the missiles into that building, I don't know if you guys got that far, there's a guy just walking down the street that just happened to be in front of the building when it got blown up, and he got blown to smithereens, but people are saying, oh, wrong place, wrong time.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, Nick, at 800-259-9231. Quickly to Tim in Wisconsin. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live. You got about the last 30 seconds. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, after I heard Alex Jones play that video on WikiLeaks, and I remember Justin's programs talking about how the war in Iraq is based on fraud and a lie. That's the thing that really gets me about the most American churches. The way that they're they stay so oblivious and asleep to it all. And I'm a Christian believer too. The church I go to, I'm as much about praising and worshiping God as there. But, it just gets me how they're so hallelujah, praise the Lord, while all stuff like that goes on.
Yeah, how many people would Jesus kill? Thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. We are out of time. It's been Ian with you.
And Sam, I am.
And Mark. Back with you tomorrow night. Join us then and online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-